Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we got a full cafe. Everybody say, hey.
Whoop.
Hey.
That was a
well,
good
doing a. I know, right? We're doing a show today on family peace, and we have a spiritual family joining us today, and I just want to thank every one of them for being a part of this lovely family. Right off the bat, I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host. This is Amy Frost. How are you doing today, my lovely sister?
Robin got me a ring for wine bell. Since we're talking about family, I need it in the ready.
And wine doesn't necessarily mean alcoholic, just so people know. Sometimes you just have to wine and it's okay.
And sometimes it's
wine. I'm bringing in the wine. Okay, anyway, that's kind of what families are about too. Sometimes we got to wine, so it's all good. And I'd like to, at the top of the show, I'd like to just encourage everybody. You know, sometimes we have conversations that can arouse feelings. And it's really important to always know that we're seeking to encourage and help people with their support. And whether it's a friend or professional counseling that you feel like you might want to go to from this conversation, we really encourage you to do that. Because we just want to have this be a gift of awareness for people. And we're going to have some just really powerful things. We've got a meditation we're going to do a little while with Amy. And it's really, really powerful. And I love that Miss Kelly's on because we're going to be talking about just somehow the ways that we hold energy within our body when it comes to conflicts and things like that with emotion. So, Amy, how you doing?
I'm excited to be here, and it's really interesting. We've had to reschedule this a few times, and to be sneaking up on Christmas and talking about family, yay. And your point is really well taken, Robin. I'm getting a lot of people who are, you know, they're thinking about their family members that are gone or that they're going to be getting together with their family, and they're concerned about the conflict that's going to happen. So if you need professional help, if you feel like you just can't deal with it or you find yourself just really sad and you don't know how to get out of that, you know, seek some professional help. So this is about, you know, I'm really honored with everybody who is here. This is all part of our spiritual family. And I think that's part of what we're talking about, too, is we have our family of origin and then we have our adopted family.
And no matter what family can look like to you, and even our pets, we want to put our lovely pets out there too, because our pets are definitely part of our spiritual family, being there to really just help us to be in a place of wellness and balance. And one thing that they talk about.
Hi, Yuli joined us.
Meow. He's being very quiet right now.
Oh, good.
He's not actually
saying
anything,
well, you know.
But he's sitting here and purring.
Well, if he says anything, well, then we want to be like, you know, like E.F. Hutton. When he speaks, we want to listen. So it's all good. Yeah, we want to honor his voice. Okay.
There is no doubt he's clear.
Yeah, we'll know. In this family peace, and again, this is chapter 10 in Energy Speaks with Lee Harris. And he says on page 62, emotion is a great teacher. It allows us to show the other areas where our deeper understandings and growth are awaiting us. So it's being in this place of just being a place of gentleness with ourselves and not being afraid of being able to just kind of get in touch with really how I'm feeling. Because there's so many times when we want to get denied that or people or negate the fact that we know we are having feelings. And I think it's really important that we do that. And that family is just an intricate part of our learning. I think that there's something to be said when it comes to the lessons that we have in life, especially on a soul level. And I think everything's on a soul level personally because we're spirit having a human experience. So with that, there's always these encouraging moments to be able to be looking at that. And I'm just thinking of 12-step because 12-step would tell you that it's not coming up unless you're ready to look at it. And you can look at it in a very gentle way and have it be something that can really help you. And I really want to kind of put on this too because I'm always a half full kind of girl. that, you know, along with the things that may be difficult, there can be some really wonderful things that sometimes we deny ourselves because we're not necessarily ready to have the good stuff of life too. So it's just kind of an interesting balance that we're doing and being able to, you know, just being able to look at, you know, family and all those different aspects. But with this chapter two,
And being optimistic is a wonderful thing. And it's really important that we see what's really happening so we can be present to it and owning whatever our feelings are, what those relationships are. And I like to say I'm an optimistic critical thinker. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That's good. And one thing that's really an important part of this chapter is the bottom line is really going back to yourself. Because I really appreciate that Lee talks about, you know, when you feel like you're the outsider and that people really don't get you. And it's important to know that when I feel like, you know, I can't go home or it's difficult to have a certain family member that I'm interacting with, that there's something that can be learned from that. Not necessarily that I have to have anything that's confrontational with that person, but maybe be in a reflective place of like, why is there conflict with that person? What's coming up for me when I have these things for me to be looking at? So I encourage anybody within the cafe, if any of you guys want to jump on with anything that's coming up for you while we're talking about this stuff, please, you know, we want you to be definitely a part of the wisdom that we can be putting out there with everything. So anything coming up for you, Aime?
Well, I think I'd like to toss out, you know, to our amazing family on the call today. When you're looking at that balance between accepting what is and being optimistic about what you want your family to be, anybody have anything that's coming to you?
I think this is Nisi. Hi, good morning. I think that when you talk about what is, the reality is, you know, it's just a lot of fractured, you know, relationships and loss of communication, you know, and just unspoken words and just generalities or assumptions, I mean, and what it should be, you know, is a place where if no one else, you can be open, honest, and transparent. It should be family, you know, because you weren't chosen to be there, you know, like for some reason the universe and God placed you with them. So it's like that should be the people you can be the most reflective with, and sometimes that's the ones you can be the least. So, you know, where it should be is that where it's able to come from a place where it's just genuine. You know, I'm telling you this because I love you. There's no ulterior motive or anything. It's just open communication.
That sounds really good. And Kelly?
I think that the more clear I've gotten about who I really am, and really loving and honoring all parts of me, the more I can honor and love all parts of my family. And there were, you know, one or two strong opinions growing up. And I tend to see both sides of everything, and so it was an experience navigating what people were saying and what they were doing, and how to not people please completely, because I spent early life people pleasing.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And then there was. There was some interesting developments as I stopped people-pleasing.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I honor myself and love myself and go, no, this was really a boundary, and we can have differences, but it doesn't mean that you're right, and it doesn't mean that I'm right, but we get to honor that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been a process.
Mm-hmm.
But it started with me loving and honoring myself more.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So and I think there's something to be said. Yeah, I think there's something to be said when we really are willing to shift our own energy and to work on self-care and work on our sense of who I am. It really just, we don't live in a bubble. So as we change and seek to be kinder to ourselves, that on whatever level people can embrace that, it helps them too.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin, even if we never say, yeah, even if we never say anything to them, the fact that we're working on ourselves can help and help immensely, because it's just, you know, it's on an energetic level as well. You know, even
exactly.
Like I said,
well,
even if we're not necessarily having that conversation, yeah.
So I want to honor what
you're saying
about what family that we're put in. And like, and for me, one of the reasons I know I was put in the family I was to be able to learn how to, I don't know, be with a narcissist. And, and there's no way I could be open and honest with my mother. I couldn't, because the price was high. So that set me on, and I was put in that, I believe, in that situation so I could learn, I don't know if I ever was really effective with her, but to be effective and learn the skills to be myself and to support, and by doing that, mentoring others.
And that's why I love you, Amy.
Aw, thank you. So that's why I adopted you.
Like I said, yeah, when we live in a bubble. Yeah, well, it's just like that's why you know, when you meet people that aren't necessarily your biological family, it feels like home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, because for whatever reason, those are the people that are like supposed to be your closest people are people who are still in a place where they're not ready to embrace that lesson or that energy. So, you know, thank God that we're in a place of just, you know, let's have that potluck because it works really good. It's probably why I like potluck so much. It's like whatever you want to bring to the table, it's going to be good and it's going to make it more interesting. Okay, here we go.
In Energy Speak Chapter 10, so know that there's a lot of great stuff here. And so, like, on page 166 is accepting the past. And so, you know, being with that, and there's lots of great tools and lots of support of doing that. And I want to kind of what we've been talking about right now that I want to move into a little bit. And page 167, it talks about no need to hide your light. And he talks about be who you are and trust that through being who you are fully, the sands of time will shift everything accordingly. Time will allow the truth of you to be apparent within your family. You might argue that this might be a struggle, that this would be confrontational to your family, but it's equally confrontational not to show them who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just the one thing that would totally stifle your life. When you can't even be true to yourself, you know, to thyself be true, because you're trying to be a people pleaser or whatever, like we're talking about, you know. I think a lot of people who are light workers are people pleasers. And a part of that is just the fact that we love humanity so much and we know beyond anything that they would want as a boundary, that we just want to be in this place of like, I see your light in there. You can't hide me. I know you got that light going on. Whether they want to show us or not, we know that it's there and being ways to able to do that. So anything come up for you, Kelly, on that?
Just how much anxiety and stress is held in bodies when we shrink to fit our family.
Oh, my God, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. Shrink to fit our family. Wow.
Yeah, generally this time of year, people come in and there's a vague sense of unease or discomfort. They have aches that they don't normally have. And when we get down to it, it's that something is going on with family. Either they're sad about the family that they're not spending time with, or they're anxious about the time they have to spend with family. And, you know, how do I show up as this person I've grown into when that makes my family so uncomfortable? And it shows up a lot in bodies this time of year and random aches and pains.
So
what do you say for our meditation?
Yeah. Okay. Yes. Well, just anything in particular, Kelly? Kelly, certainly get the help that you need. But is there anything particular with your body that would be good for us to do during the holidays?
You know, so my go-to is breathe.
Breathing's good.
Breathe. you know, sometimes we can take set an alarm clock or a reminder on our phones and take three conscious breaths at the top of the hour.
Beautiful.
You know, put hands on our heart and just breathe into our heart. Because until we feel comfortable in our own selves, in our own bodies, we're certainly not going to be able to be comfortable around anybody else.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah.
Amen.
So I want to say two sentences I want everybody to hear, especially during these holidays. Are you at the top of 168? We do not suggest that you push your family to see you or accept who you are. We simply ask that you do not hide yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
This is the light of mine. I'm going to let it shine.
Right? There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't hide your giggle.
You know how
wonderful,
right? How wonderful that is to think about, you know? Think about all the Christmas lights that are out right now with everybody, you know, putting lights in their houses and trees and just everything in general, how we have extra light out there in the world and people willing to be able to let their light shine. I did not thought about that till just right now. I think that's so interesting. People who put lights on their house and people who don't.
And what kind of light? So that's kind of fun to be with. So that
would
be fun next.
Yeah, just looking at the dynamic of the way people are expressing themselves.
Yeah.
I think that's so interesting. Yeah. So we have a really powerful meditation. I would love Kelly to talk about it once we get on the other side about, because we're going to be actually working through different energy areas of the body. And I know that going through this, there's going to be some experience with that people can be sharing. So I'm going to mute everybody but Amy, so we can really have a nice, clean meditation with this, so people can go back and listen to it over and over again and really feel like you can record it and make it something if you want to have it for something to assist you in processing. So we're going to go ahead and just get real quiet here and let Amy do her thing.
All right. Thank you, Robin. What I want everybody to do that's on the call right now, who is listening, whenever you're listening, that know that we're all connected and we're all here supporting each other and we're all family. As we do this exercise, know that you are protected and this is of the light. Allow yourself to feel the energy of your family all around you. Do not see their bodies, their faces, their expressions, but instead see each family member as a ball of energy. If you have only one family member, it will be one ball of energy. If you have 12, it will be 12 balls of energy. Or you may decide to treat certain people as groups. You may also choose to see your extended family in front of you. Your inner wisdom will tell you what you need to see. Allow your instincts and intuition to guide you as you assemble the energies of your family who are ever so close to you. Once you have this imagination in place, allow the energies of your primary parent or parents to come to the fore, to be seen as the focus of these groups. Their energies could take any shape, be any color, but notice how they make you feel. If your parents are there together, see which of them steps forward first. Watch the energy you have conjured in your mind to represent this parent. See where and how it affects you in your body. Does it make you nervous? Does it make your stomach uncomfortable? Do you feel any sensations in your chest area or head? You could find that you have noticeable or strong reactions in more than one part of your body. Wherever it is that your body responds, not only is this the place you're most likely to crumble when confronted with this parent, but it also holds much valuable information for your growth. For example, if it's in your mind, your third eye area, or any area in your head that feels cramped or conflicted, then this parental energy is a block to your seeing. It does not allow you to expand your vision. If it's in your heart that reacts to this parental energy in a negative way, a way that does not feel comfortable or expanded. It may indicate that you feel hurt or neglected in some way by this parent. If the energy affects your stomach, you may struggle with ego issues with the family member, personality issues, clashes. You do not enjoy the fight that's going on with this parent. If it's your lower back, your base chakra, it is sexual block that you're experiencing, but we do not necessarily mean an act of sex here. Sexual energy is your vital life force. It is an essential part of what drives your body and your creativity. So in some way, your drive is being challenged by this parent. See how you respond in any of these ways with each family member in turn. Where there is a peace or expansion in your body in response to the energy you see in front of you, there is no great mystery. Then you know there is peace, a respect, an ease with this family dynamic. Going deeper into the exercise, if you have a family member you are particularly struggling with, see where you feel trapped or bound by this person. Is it related to your self-expression or who you feel you have permission to be when you're with them? Do you feel that they are somehow limiting your choices and opportunities in life? Once you have identified the energetic roadblock, stay with the block. Focus on the block and feel it within you. While remaining focused on the energy of the family member in front of you, see the transformation occur right before your eyes. Allow the block to burst, to dissolve, to expand out of you until it becomes invisible. Whichever way you choose, allow it to move out of you and away from you. You can do this. It's not an impossible exercise. And if you have difficulty with it, acknowledge any frustration and let it dissipate. Just keep going. If it's too burning for you and your body, give yourself some time to rest and return to the exercise when you can. You will find that the more you do it, the more quickly any feelings of constriction will diminish. Know that you can come back to this exercise anytime that you wish, that this space is here, that you are safe and you are protected to be able to see the truth of both the things you need to work with and the amazing expansion and the love that's here for you. So take a nice deep breath in. Breathe it out. Feel yourself in your body. Wiggle your fingers and your toes. And as you awake and come back to us, you will be refreshed and ready for the next step.
Wow, I just love that exercise. I love that meditation.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Would anybody like to share what they experienced?
Did we lose everybody?
Yeah, Kelly. Bring them back.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
I'd love for Kelly to, Kelly, I'd love for you to elaborate a little bit on just the energy bodies and I love how you're talking about, you know, shrinking and how, you know, the meditation talks about the way that the different aspects of your body can be holding things for the effects and when you're feeling wounded, you know.
Absolutely, the body holds it when we're feeling wounded. For me at this point, the right side of my head and my right shoulder felt tighter.
Mm-hmm.
As family rolled through. Our bodies will store and process or not process and just store any emotions that we've experienced and it wasn't safe to actually feel or express. And so, and women in particular were taught that it wasn't okay to be angry. And so, but it shows up in the body. Mm-hmm. And it shows up in legs and low backs and shoulders and it can show up anywhere. And we get to honor that there was something that didn't go our way, because at the bottom of being angry, it's always because something didn't go our way. Mm. And maybe there were good reasons for it not going our way, right? And we find out 10, 20 years later that it actually really served us. And we continually hold it in our body until we do active work to let it go and heal it. And it's more about healing it. We talk a lot about right now about letting things go. And mentally we're like, yeah, I want to let it go. I want to let it go. And the body's like, but it's not safe to let it go right now. Mm. So we have to. And somebody earlier had said that something about whatever comes up is coming up because it's safe. The mind will say, oh, I know this happened to me. I want to heal it. I want to let it go. I don't want to deal with it anymore. And the body will not hear the answers about healing because the body doesn't feel safe enough to do it.
Mm,
but when the body
wow.
feels safe enough to do it, there is nothing in the brain that can stop it from happening because the body is ready. And we tend to live in such a culture that we've idealized our brains and our minds so much, and they're beautiful. They really are beautiful. That we disregard all the messages of the body. The aching backs, the stomachs that you know, don't feel good, the tight chest that don't allow us breathe, necks that hurt because we can't speak what we need to speak in a gentle, kind, and compassionate way for ourselves and others. Did that answer or help anything?
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing. Good job. No, because it's very true that our bodies are way smarter than we are, and we forget that. It's like I heard one time John Kabat-Zinn said something that just really has always stuck with me. He's just like, you know, there's more right with you than wrong with you anytime.
Amen.
If you're living and breathing and moving, there's more right with you than wrong with you. And boy, was that just such a profound statement to me. That and I sometimes I remind my friends about that or myself, lots of times myself. I'm like, there's more right with me. So I just thank you for that, because I, you know, Kelly works with people every day, and we want to thank her for her service for sure. And just a quick shout out for her is she does a water massage that when the body is ready, your brain ain't gonna be able to stop it. Okay. And I've had some personal experience with that where you think you're like, oh, I'm good. And then she starts pulling on fingers and toes under the water, and your body's like ready to get rid of it. And you're like, yeah, okay, this is bigger than I thought. So if anybody wants to get a hold of Kelly, you can contact us. Or Kelly, do you want to share your phone number? Just in case people feel like, yeah, this would be the greatest
or whatever
Christmas
you want to
present ever for myself. Yeah, or whatever.
Yeah, the number is 702-463-7707.
Okay. Wasn't planning on that being any kind of advertisement for her, but oh my gosh, she does amazing work, and water is such a healing element to the world that even if you can't necessarily get to Kelly, take a nice bath and it will assist you.
Absolutely.
Anything and everything you need to do. Yeah, for sure. And also
and listen to your body.
And listen to your body. Yeah. Your body is definitely always seeking to talk to you. And we talked about the sexual energy. We did a whole show on sexual energy and really working with creativity. And that number was TC453. And it was working with sexual energies, but it really talks a lot about creativity. So I really want to encourage people to go back and be able to do that. So let's get the whole cafe back on here and see. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I want to make sure everybody's okay. And whether you're on this call right now or later, if stuff comes up for you, please make sure that you talk to a friend, a coach, a counselor, somebody to help you with that. You don't have to go it alone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So just kind of a check-in for everybody. How's everybody doing?
We're doing good. Learning a lot. Listening.
Can everybody get going? Let's hear a woo-hoo. 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 Okay, and you know, just we really want to honor our families. We were put there for a reason. You know, maybe be the light and love that could be something that carry us all to just our new levels of evolution and development for ourselves and in the world in general. You know, no pressure there, right? But you know, all that means is I take care of myself and I seek to be kind. You know, I seek to have kindness in my life and being able to be warm and compassionate as much as I can. And that definitely has to start with me. So it's all good. So, all right,
Robin,
everybody, thank you so much for joining us. Go ahead, Amy.
Robin.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
So at the end of the chapter, the affirmation, I would love to have you read it. And it is associated with this awareness of what's happening in your physical body and your emotional body. Repeat the following affirmation 3 or more times. So we don't need to do it 3 now, but would you do it once to bring us home?
Sure, thanks. It said, at all times, in all circumstances, I am safe. I am loved and I am whole. I am free to be myself, joyfully, autonomous, and unique. I feel free to belong, an essential part of the family I choose. I am free to love. I am free to be. All is well.
Hmm.
All is well, girls. Girls and guys out there. So sometimes we have to, and I always like to put on that, and this too. All is well, and this too. It's all good. Thank you guys all for joining us. And again, I want to thank our international audience for joining us as well. And if you are listening to this currently with the holidays, you know, may they just be the best and brightest for you and in a place where you can definitely feel loved and appreciated for just what you are and how you bring light to the world. I want to thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Go forth and have some joy and fun today.
Go forth and light. Light up.
Happy holidays.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.